The guy, the fellow was out of this world. It always amuses me, too, when they have these political rallies, and when it comes down to the time of election, and it's not too far away, about a month and a few weeks, a couple of months away, that we'll be bumping into another election now. So when election time comes around, it always reminds me of back in the days when Babe was stumping. He didn't stump for anybody. He just remained sort of aloof, but Babe always got mixed up in something. He was always mixed up in some type of a thing, you see, and that was one of his fascinations, too. But there's the time, you see, in 1928, and you'll recall that in 1928, Herbert Hoover was running against Al Smith for the presidency of the United States, and it was after the Democratic and after the Republican National Conventions that Hoover was the Republican nominee and Al Smith was the Democratic nominee, and the Yankees were playing in Washington. Well, of course, always around that ball club, it's this excitement. There was always this atmosphere of tense excitement, and it was like playing with a circus all the time. We had all this something novel about the whole situation, and it was a great experience to be included in it all. But when you arrived at the ballpark, something was doing, or you always said, what happened last night or what happened the next day, and there was always these things that took place. Well, we got out to Washington ballpark, and there was this messenger running from the Yankee clubhouse to the Washington clubhouse, back and forth, and we couldn't quite understand what was going on there, but there was some buzzing in the ear of Miller Huggins and some talk with Ruth, and we knew Ruth was involved in something, but we didn't know what it was. And you see, down in Washington, whenever they had these dignitaries at the ballpark, they reserved private box seats for them, whole private boxes next to the Washington bench. And when they came out there was a special occasion. The boxes were decorated in white, red, white, and blue bunting, and it was quite momentous occasions. And this particular day, when we walked out on the field, there was this box decorated in red, white, and blue bunting, and Joe Dugan, the third base, myself, and the Babe were walking out on the field, and all these cameras were set up on tripods. There must have been 15 or 20 cameras out in front of this box, all pointed at this box. But there was nobody in the boxes yet. It was a little early in the day, and Joe Dugan turned around to Babe, and he said, "What's going on out here today, Babe? Why, what are all the cameras about? And are you in something out here?" Ruth says, "Yeah," he says. "A guy with a name like a vacuum cleaner," he says, "is coming out here," and he says, "I got to shake hands with the guy." So, he said, good grief. Now, Ruth had been an Al Smith supporter, you see, and Joe Dugan said this to Babe. He said, "Hey, Babe," he says, "you don't know what you're doing." He says, "You're an Al Smith man." He says, "That Hoover," he says, "the guy running against him. What are you going to do, queer this thing?" Ruth got over on the bench, and he got thinking about that. Well, a little while later, over came a messenger, and Mr. Hoover had entered the park and taken a seat in the box seat, and the messenger came over and said, "Mr. Ruth," he said, "Mr. Hoover is over there now. If you'll come over, and just have your picture taken, shaking hands with Mr. Hoover, why, we'll get this thing over in a few minutes. It won't take you very long." Ruth said, "Heck no." He said, "I ain't going over there and have my picture taken with that guy." He says, "I'm an Al Smith man." He says, "You tell that guy if he wants to meet me, I'll shake hands with him under the stand, but not out there in public."